我们是同有点祷告。
Let us have a word of prayer together.
主啊，我们感谢你。
Lord, we thank thee.
因为你的怜悯和慈爱是不住的来扶持着我们。
Because it is thy mercy and loving kindness that continue to sustain us.
我们在你面前的光景是对和是不对，你并没有把我们放弃。
Whether our condition is right or not, in your presence, you do not forsake us.
我们在你面前走了对，你就扶持我们继续的往前行。
When we live rightly in your presence, you sustain us to go forward.
我们的脚步在你面前走错了，你也伸出手来把我们调转。
And when our footsteps go astray from you, you intervene, extend forth your hand to turn our footsteps.
感谢赞美我们的主。
We praise and thank thee, Lord.
你让我们在你面前更深地来学习如何在生命里边来跟随你的教宗。
We come into your presence to learn a deeper lesson, how to follow your footsteps in the lesson of life.
你让我们一切的属灵的学习起初是在外面引导我们，接上你是在我们里面来约束我们。
In the spiritual lessons we learn before you, you first begin to teach us to restrain us outwardly, and then within in our life you constrain us.
我们向你低头敬拜。
We bow our head and worship you.
晚上我们再次到你面前来的时候。
This evening as we come into your presence once again.
求主借着你的灵再次开启我们。
Lord, we pray that through your Holy Spirit, you will open up our understanding.
叫我们看见你当年借着圣灵引导属你的人在经历里面来说出你对我们的引导。
So that in days past, you used the Holy Spirit to show us how you will lead us from the guidance of life.
也让我们很清楚地看见我们在你面前的愚昧和无知。
And to show us very clearly our foolishness and ignorance in your presence.
因此我们在你面前向你再次敬拜。
So once again, we worship in your presence.
因为你不放弃我们。
Because you do not forsake us.
你是按照你的旨意领我们往前行。
It is according to your own will you lead us forward.
但愿主晚上给我们有这样一个苏醒的灵来抓到你要向我们说的话。
So Lord, we pray that this evening you restore our soul so that we're able to grasp on to your word that you speak to us.
我们感谢你。
We thank thee.
祷告奉主耶稣基督的名。
We pray in the Lord Jesus Christ's name.
Amen.
我们感谢主，今天晚上我们要读到第一卷整卷来做一个结束。
We thank the Lord that this evening we'll complete the first book of Psalms and we'll summarize this first volume.
那弟兄姊妹，你很清楚地看见，诗篇把它里面的内容分成五个大卷。
Now, brothers and sisters, we're able to clearly see in these Psalms it is divided into five huge volumes.
我们如果让主照明能看到在每一段里头神有一个中心的信息在那里。
If the Lord enlightened us that within each one of these volumes there is a central thought,
那么我们读起诗篇来的时候呢，就会比没有留意到这一部分的主说话的目的呢，要领会的深入一点，透彻一点，清楚一点。
Then when we take note of the central thought of each book, it will help us rather than not grasp that point. This way we will have a more thorough, more deeper, more clear understanding of each section.
换句话来说，
In other words,
神是借着这五个分段把我们跟随主的那个经历从起头到末了，神是怎么引我们一步一步的往前走。
That is in the division of these five books in our experience as we follow the Lord, He shows us how we experience Him from the beginning to the end, step by step.
有一个意思很清楚的。
There is a very clear meaning here.
因为用在我们每一个人的身上 都是那么的贴切。
Yeah, it is applicable to each one of us.
我们每一个人在跟随主的路上起初的时候，我们看着我们是走得很对很稳。
That is, when we follow the Lord, we first we focus on ourselves that we are right, going right and very secure.
但是慢慢慢慢慢慢的，你就发觉了。
But gradually, then we'll discover.
越靠近主，越承受主各样的祝福，越发现我们自己这个人在神的面前一无是处。
The more we draw closer to the Lord, the more we receive of His blessings, the more we realize that we are nothing and we are good for nothing.
那么今天晚上我们读到第一卷的最末了这几篇的时候，
Therefore, when we get to the last chapters of these first volume,
而我们很清楚地看到这一个属灵的学习的经历在我们身上也是像大卫所走过的路一样。
We're able to see in these chapters the spiritual lessons of David in our own experiences similar to his.
应该还记得。
I think brothers and sisters ought to still remember.
头一篇诗篇一开始的时候，神就借着诗篇里边的话就指出恶人的路是怎么样，义人的路是怎么样，恶人是怎么在神面前惹动神的怒气，义人怎么在神面前接受神的赐福。
Even from the first psalm, God tells us the way of the blessed and the way of the righteous, the way of the wicked, and what provokes the anger of the Lord and what will bring upon the blessing of the Lord.
那大卫在开始学习跟随主的时候，
Now, as David began to learn to follow the Lord,
我们看见神允许他经过许许多多的难处。
We see that the Lord allowed for him to go through much difficulty.
当然，在神的安排里是让他在难处里头学习信靠神。
Of course, in the midst of those hardships, God allowed for David to learn to trust in him.
经历神，
to experience God.
但是人的天然，
But in man's nature,
常常在接受祝福的时间里边，把那个问题的起点弄得不太准确。
In receiving blessings, then we confused on the origin of that matter.
所以我们看前面的那一部分的时候，我们曾经指出过，大卫觉得他受那么许许多多的难处。是别人不对，他自己在神面前是对。
Therefore, at the beginning of the Psalms, we saw in David's experience similar to ours that we pinpoint the matter that is wrong to others and that we live correctly before God.
我所遭遇到各种各样的困扰，就是人存着不跟从神的心思来对付我。
That is, in all the hardship and trouble that I encounter, it is because others are not living according to the desire of God.
所以我们在前面的一个部分，你看到大卫很自然的那个发表，就是说，我做的对，他们做的不对，所以我就遭遇到各种各样的困扰。
Therefore, very naturally, we see the expressions of David's earlier psalms is that I live correctly in the presence of God and others live wrongly. Therefore, I encounter all these hardships.
但是你慢慢慢慢的你看到大卫在神面前进步了。
But gradually, we see how step by step David advances before the Lord.
他领会到我受的难处不是别人的坏处来做成的。
He learns to discover that the hardships which he encounter it is not because of the wickedness of others.
因为我这个人本身也不是一个那么对的人。
But it is because David himself, we personally are not one that is right before God.
我们感谢我们的主。
And we praise and thank our God.
这一个里面的开启是非常重要的。
This revelation within is very important.
因为在我们的天然的里头，我们很难承认我们是错的。
That is, in our own nature, it is very difficult for us to confess that we are wrong.
但是感谢主。
But we thank the Lord.
你从大卫的那个经历来看，他是一步一步的脱离这个最初有的那种光景，而慢慢进到接近神的心意，再接近神的心意，这样来往前走。
We're able to see how at the beginning David gradually departs away from such an inclination to think this way, more and more closer and closer yet again to the desire of God.
因此神也让他在行走的经历上面去看见，这一个真正依靠神的人，虽然外面有难处，但是神的眼目不会离开他。
And as David continues to learn to draw closer to Lord and truly trust in God, God shows David, even though such a one will encounter hardship, yet God's care and sight will never depart from him.
所以弟兄姊妹，你读这几十篇诗篇的时候，你看到起初他没有提到我怎样，我怎样。
Therefore, as we read these few dozen Psalms, we see at the beginning, David does not mention how he is and how he is before God.
慢慢你就看到了，他就说，神啊，我的罪。
Gradually, then we begin, David shifts and says, my sin,
我的无知,
my ignorance,
我的不够格,
and how I'm unfit.
一直求你要纪念我。要拯救我脱离这些。
And continues to seek for God's deliverance and seek for the Lord to deliver and save him.
我们感谢主。
We thank the Lord.
保罗大卫是这样的走过开头的那一段。
And this is how David have gone through his beginnings.
那么现在我们要读到他最末后的时候。
Now when we come to the end of this first beginning.
我不是说诗篇的最末后，这是诗篇第一卷这一个主题的末后。
Now it's not the end of the book of Psalms, but the end of this first book of Psalms, which is in this first central thought.
你就看到大卫整个好像转过来了。
We're able to see, it seems as if David completely turned about.
当神给他看见很清楚，恶人的心思和行动是怎样，义人的心思和行动是怎样。
When God clearly shows David the thought and actions of one who is wicked and the thoughts and actions of one who is righteous.
他渐渐的就发觉。
Gradually David discovers.
我以为我自己是义人。
I initially thought I was one who was righteous.
但结果我还是一个罪人。
Yet, at the end of it all, I am still one who is a sinner.
那他里面受了一个这样的光照。
Because he was enlightened in this way.
就引到他最末了的几篇诗篇里头，很清楚地摆出。
So it brings us to the end of these Psalms in the first book. He clearly points out.
我在神面前蒙恩，不是因为我完全做得对。
The fact that I'm blessed with grace in God's presence is not because I've completely acted correctly before God.
如果在神的光中，我整个的人还是带着许多的愚昧、无知、顶撞。
Under the light of God, I still have much foolishness, ignorance, and rebellion.
我之所以蒙恩，乃是因为神纪念我。
The reason that I'm blessed with grace is solely because God remembers me.
神的怜悯伏庇我。
It is God's mercy that has covered me.
我们感谢神。
We thank God.
那现在我们从38章那里头开始来留意。
So we'll begin with Psalm 38.
那38章第一节一开始。
At the beginning of Psalm 38, first verse.
大卫在神面前那个祷告，一开始是说什么？
At the beginning of David's prayer, what does he say?
那跟前面说到他的事情呢，很显然就是不一样。
It is clearly, evidently different from the previous Psalms.
以前是别人不对，别人不义，我义，我要做义人，所以我就受难处。
Previously, it was others who were wrong, and I am right, and I am one who is righteous, and others are unrighteous, therefore, I have hardship.
现在你看他一开始。
But here at the beginning, you see,
耶和华呀,
O Lord,
求你不要在怒中责备我。
Rebuke me not in thy wrath.
不要在烈怒中惩罚我。
Neither chasten me in thy hot displeasure.
那您就留意到，一开始他就是带着自己的软弱和愚昧到神的面前。
You realize even at the beginning he brings his own weakness and foolishness in God's presence.
他们很清楚地知道，我到神面前，在神的光中，我是一无是处的。
He clearly realizes when he comes in the presence of God under God's light, he is unprofitable.
我觉得我自己已经很有心。
I may feel I have a great desire to draw close to God.
但是在神的安排定规要做成的功里头，那我对神的那个要求还是距离的蛮远。
In the work of God, in what God has will, in His arrangements, in what God desires, I am still very far removed what He is after.
所以你就是一直往下去的时候。
So when we continue on,
虽然他还是觉得他外面的环境没有太多的变革。
Now, even though he realizes his outward situation does not change much,
但是他自己本人就有了很大的改变。
But yet David himself has a drastic change.
我们感谢主。
We thank the Lord.
那所以我们越过好多的话，你一看看到十五节的时候。
So when we go beyond all these beginning verses and go to verse 15,
耶和华呀，我仰望你，主我的神呀，你必应允我。
For in thee, O Lord, do I hope. Thou wilt hear, O Lord, my God.
我曾说恐怕他们向我夸耀，我失脚的时候，他们向我夸大，我几乎跌倒，我的痛苦藏在我面前。
For I said, Hear me, lest otherwise they should rejoice over me. When my foot slippeth, they magnify themselves against me, for I am ready to halt, and my sorrow is continually before me.
我要承认我的罪孽，我要因我的罪受愁。
For will I declare mine iniquity, I will be sorry for my sin.
那弟兄姊妹，你看到，他一说到在神面前的光景的时候，他知道，虽然他愿意拣选神，但是因为是作为亚当的后代的所接受的那个影响，他还是带着许多的残缺在神的面前。
Therefore, even as David realizes that he did his condition and he has a desire to choose the Lord, but being of Adamic race and the great impact that has on him, there is still great shortcoming before God.
所以三十八章不三十八篇，你看到不了的时候呢，你看到他在神面前敞开他的心，上神说：“神啊，我是追求良善。”
Therefore, we can see even at the end of Psalm 38, he opens up his heart to the Lord and he says that I follow the things that good is.
那是二十节那里。
That is verse 20.
因为我是追求，我要追求良善。
His desire is to follow the things that is good.
所以耶和华家求你不要撇弃我。
Forsake me not, O Lord.
我的神啊，求你不要远离我。
Oh my God, be not far from me.
拯救我的主啊，求你快快帮助我。
Make haste to help me, O Lord, my salvation.
弟兄们，这和大卫起初给我们对他的认识是非常非常不一样啊。
Brothers and sisters, this is completely different from the David we understand from the beginning.
起初的时候就一直是看到人对我不起，人要与我为难。
At the beginning, we see how David says others have wronged me and they have caused me hardship.
现在他看到了。
But now he sees.
我自己也是一样，但是我跟他们不一样的地方是他们不住地依靠自己，我就觉得我不能依靠自己。如果我依靠自己，我是没办法脱离神的震怒。
Even I myself are in the same condition, yet there is one thing that distinguishes me is that others continue to rely on themselves, but I continue to learn to rely on God so I can be delivered from His wrath.
所以他把 把自己放在一个完全没有无助的那一种光景里面来仰望神。
Therefore, David puts himself in a condition, in a position where he's completely helpless and only can look to God for deliverance.
我记得一首诗歌。
I remember this hymn.
就是求主同住的那首诗歌。
And that is the hymn that is to abide in the Lord.
Abide with me.
Is abide with thee.
他那个副歌那个里头是怎么说呢
？And in the refrain of that hymn, what does it say?
他那个副歌里头就说：“神啊，神啊，一切帮助我的，或是我把那个字句忘记得不太清楚，和所有的能让我拯救的机会都没有的时候。”
I don't exactly remember the exact lyrics, but in general, it is that when I have nothing to rely on for deliverance,
我是仰望你的同在，扶持我走过这一个完全没有帮助的条件，没有人能帮助的条件的里边。各种各样的难处
That I can only look unto you in my helpless state to deliver me from this situation.
那首诗歌的意思，副歌特别是副歌里头的就是这样。
In general, that is the meaning of that hymn, especially in the refrain, only to look to the Lord.
英文好像说 When others help.
In the English translation, when the help of others fail.
他又忘了，刚刚想一闪出来，他又忘了。
I forgot the exact lyrics. It came to me and it went away.
那个意思就是，就是我要说，他说当没有帮助，而一切的有帮助的希望。都停止的时候
When there is no help and all the help from others cease
他就说神啊你扶持我这个完全没有希望的人让我很实际的尝到你与我同在
And so that the Lord will help me to hope in him that I can taste His presence as my help.
38篇就是这样把大卫的那个心思来到一个非常转折的时候。
Therefore, in this Psalm, Psalm 38, it brings David to this exact turning point.
我们感谢神。
We thank God.
当你在进到39篇的时候
，as we go into Psalm 39,
你就留意到了。
We're able to notice.
你在对照他以前。逃亡到非利士人的的地方的时候所说的话正好是一个完全相对的。
We take note that in his experience here in Psalm 39 and his previous experience when he fled to the Philistines, it is exactly contrary to that thought.
所以第一39篇第一句话就是我曾说我要谨慎我的言行，免得我舌头犯罪。恶人在我面前的时候，我又用昨晚勒住我的口，我默然无声，连好话也不出口。我的愁苦就发动了，我的心在我里面发热。
We have read from verses 1 through 3.
那么在这段话里头，保罗就说到他里面的那种光景。
So here David speaks of his condition.
在外面他知道。
Externally he knows.
你必须要约束自己的言语。
We must bridle our own tongue.
那他很清楚地看到，因为在自己的言语里头所包含的那个呢，就是人心里头最迫切的。
Very clearly, he realizes what his tongue expresses is what's most urgent within man.
然后那这一种心思那一个特质是什么呢
？And what is that nature, that such a thought within man?
这个特质就是一直要维护自己。
And that uniqueness is always to self-defend the self.
但是大卫在神面前去求神做一件事情。
But David, in the presence of God, asked God to do this one thing.
不让他的嘴说随便说话。
That he would not speak casually.
啊，遇到那些恶人的时候
，While the wicked is before me，
更是要好像马的嘴巴里头给捉完勒住一样，要勒住自己的嘴唇。
Even more so, I have to keep my mouth with even as a bridle.
我们感谢神。
We thank God.
因为当大卫里面有这样的心思的时候，
When David has such a desire from within,
他了解到一件事情，
He realizes one thing.
为什么我要维持自己的好处呢？
Why must I keep my own good?
为什么我一定要争取自己的是在战胜的那一方呢？
Now, why do I have to preserve myself to always be on the ground of victory?
因为我如果能站稳我这样的一个立场，我在地上我就能多得一点好处。
That is because if I am able to stand on such a ground on earth, then I'm able to gain even more goodness.
但是当大卫给神带领，在生命上面成长到这一段时间，
But when David is brought to this point by God, to this maturity level of his life, within him, that thought changes.
他不是看到眼前的好处。
No longer is his eye focused on the goodness before him.
他不是，也不看，再看重自己所得的名声。
And no longer he focused on his own good namesake.
他留意到什么呢？
What does he focus on?
用另外一个说法来带进去。
In other words,
神啊，假如
God,
我这样坚持，使我得着许许多多的益处。
If I insist in this way and I gain much goodness,
但是你给我看见，
but if
我的名声有多少呢？
How much I gain for my good name?
我的名声究竟算是什么呢？
And the measure of my days, what is it?
你看他在这里用的话。
So here you see the words which David uses.
他说，你叫我晓得我身之中，我的寿数几何，叫我知道我的生命不长，你使我的年日宅如手掌，我一生的年岁在你面前如同无有。国人最稳妥的时候，真是全然虚幻，世人行动实系幻影，他们网乱真是枉然，积蓄财宝不是将来有谁收取。
Now we can see how David expresses himself when God changes him from verse 4 to verse 6.
他看到什么？
What does David see?
看到这个属神以外的事物完全是虚空的。
David realizes anything outside of God is altogether vanity.
他可以短暂的时候满足你的心。
Perhaps those things for temporary, a short while can satisfy your heart.
靠不住的。
But you cannot rely, trust in the satisfaction.
不仅是那个事物会改变。
Not only would that matter change.
顶重要的那一点，神给他看到了。
But even more importantly, God shows him.
连你这个人也靠不住的。
Even you, your person, are not reliable.
你可以自己数算一下。
Now you can measure.
看看神的数算跟你的数算有什么。
You can see your measure and God's measure, what is the difference?
人的数算就一直在短短的时间里头怎么继续自己的丰富利益。
Man counts only in his short measure of days how he has accumulated all the goodness.
但是在神的面前呢？
But in God's presence,
神说你知道不知道你的年日宅如手掌。
But God says, do you realize that your days are as a, hand breadth.
手掌有多大？
How big is your hand breadth?
翻一翻就什么都翻转过来了。
If you turn it, all is overturned.
你能承装承装多少？
How much are you able to hold in your hand?
就是你承装的满了你的手掌。也不过是一点点。
Even if your hand breadth is full, it is only very little.
那到了这一段时间，里面看准了。
At this point, David is able to see accurately.
所以他不是只是看见那个虚空幻想的这一部分。
So not only does he see this part of it, but altogether vanity and it's a vain show.
神带领他往前多走了几步。
Yet God takes him even further, a few steps further.
多走了几步什么呢？
What are those few steps further?
你看大卫自己在那里说出来。
You can see David himself says.
说神啊。
Says Lord.
如今我等候什么呢？
What wait I for?
我的指望在乎你。
My hope is in you.
我们感谢我们的神。
And we thank our God.
那他把他的自己毫无保留地放在神的手里。
David completely puts himself without any withholding into the hand of God.
他能在神面前说话说得那么清楚。
Therefore, he's able to see such clear words.
他不含糊。
It is not abstract.
神如果遇到难处，
If there is any hardship,
你要救我脱离一切难处。
God, you will deliver me from all hardship.
不是。
No.
你留意到大卫说什么话
？But you see what David says.
假如我遇到难处
，If I encounter hardship，
求你救我脱离一切的过犯。
That the Lord will help him to deliver him from all his transgression.
而不要使我受愚昧人的羞辱。
Make me not the reproach of the foolish.
因为他看到一件事。
Because David sees this one thing.
因为我所遭遇的。是出于神。
Because all that I encounter is of God.
我就应该学会默然不语。
Therefore, I have to learn to be dumb and open not my mouth.
我们感谢我们的主。
We praise and thank our Lord.
那，你留意到大卫在这个时候所说到这一些的事情。
So we realize what David says here.
你注意到一个很明显的事情是什么呢？
Take note of one very one clear thing.
从自信，自己信任自己，从自信转到对自己的屈服的行动，显得愚昧。而转过来接受一个很新鲜的事实，那是神啊，你自己是我的一切。
We realize how David has changed drastically from having such self-confidence to himself and all his vanity to a very clear state where he realizes his own foolishness and God himself is his all.
你接上他上面所说过的话，
You connect all this together.
如今我等什么呢？
What do I wait for now?
我的指望在乎你。
My hope is in you.
如果我知道这事情是出于你。
If I know this is from you, you did it.
我就默然不语。
I was dumb and I opened not my mouth.
用什么怎么能到这个地步呢？
How can we come to this condition?
你看到一个事实。
You see one fact.
过去大卫很注重自己外面的所遭遇的一切。
In the past, how David focused on all his outward encounters.
但现在呢，他是留意他的里面是不是很明亮。
But now, David focused on within, if within he is very clear and enlightened.
我们感谢我们的主。
We praise and thank our Lord.
因为他这样在神的光中来走过的时候。
We see when David goes through under the light of God in this way.
你留意到末了，这三十九篇的末了。
We can take note of the end of Psalm 39.
二十十二节啊。
Verse 12.
耶和华呀，求你听我的祷告，留心听我的呼求。我流泪，求你不要静默无声，因为我在你面前是客旅， 是寄居的，像我列祖一样。
Hear my prayer, O Lord, and give ear unto my cry. Hold not thy peace at my tears, for I'm a stranger with thee and a sojourner as all my fathers were.
怎么如着他的先像先祖一样呢？
How is it that he is as his fathers were?
他在这里看到一件事。
Here he sees one thing.
那这件事很宝贵。
This is very precious.
谁在跟他说，求你宽容我，最末后的那一节，十三节。
So the last verse, verse 13.
求你宽容我，使我在去而不返之间，可以力量复原。
Oh, spare me, that I may recover strength before I go hence and be no more.
什么意思？
What does that mean?
表面上看来就是神啊，你保守我，不再落到人的愚昧里。
On the surface, it seems as if God keep me so I won't fall into man's foolishness any longer.
另一方面乃是指出，神啊，你要我时刻坚定地站立在你的面前。
On the other hand, it also points forth, God, keep me to always steadfastly stand in your presence.
弟兄姊妹，你注意大卫这个祷告里面所说那个话，不大像旧约里头的人。
Brothers and sisters, take note of David's words here, how he is expressed. It is unlike any of those of the Old Testament.
你很清楚地看到，这个明明是新约里头的言语。
You can clearly realize such terms or expression is of the New Covenant.
怎么是新约里边的言语呢？
Now, what do I mean by it is words of the New Covenant?
你怎么能去而不返以先？可以力量复原。
What does it mean that I may recover strength before I go hence and be no more?
你凭什么可以得着这一份呢？
According to what are we able to ask and gain this portion?
弟兄姊妹，我们都知道。
Brothers and sisters, we know.
里面的功课不能从外面学得来的。
The lessons we learn within is not something we can learn from without.
里面的那种光景很实际的，你能接触到神，而神那里得着神的一个回应，把你放在神喜悦的地位上。
The lessons from within is that you very clearly receive a response within from God, and He is able to place you in that position.
但是这里的话，我刚才说，不太像在旧约里头人说的话。
Here I mentioned these words spoken by David here does not seem like words spoken of those of the Old Testament.
为什么呢？
Why?
因为你怎么能得着这样的一份里头受光照？
That is, how does one in the Old Testament gain enlightenment from within in this condition?
那必定是一个复活的生命在你里面，在。
It must be one who has the life resurrection, a risen life from within to be in this condition. And so it comes into a contact with this matter of resurrection. Whose resurrection? The Lord's resurrection.
主从死里复活，才把这一个生命的恩典赏给我们。
It is only when the Lord himself was risen from the dead that he has given us such a victorious life.
所以在没有往前去看的时候，
So, before we move forward,
我提给弟兄姊妹去注意。
Let me mention this for brothers and sisters to take note.
从39篇开始，
Starting from Psalm 39,
到41篇，
To Psalm 41,
你可以用新约一句话把它包起来。
We can use these words from the New Testament to summarize.
就是我们的主自己所说的。
That is our Lord himself who said,
我是道路。
I am the way.
真理
the truth,
生命
and the life.
若不借着我
except by me,
没有人能到父哪里去。
No one comes to the Father.
你把这一节经文放在39到41，你看到是那么一回事。
If we place that verse into these three chapters, we're able to see that is what these three chapters are about.
你特别留意大卫在这里那一句话。
You take note of the words here from David.
可以在我在去而不返之前。
Before I go hence and be no more.
我的日子是短少。
My days are short.
我是带着许多亏欠在前面。
I have much shortcoming in God's presence.
但是我要得着一个恩典。
But I must gain this grace.
神的，你在我去而不先以前，去而不返以前。
God, before I go hence and be no more.
就是在我的在地上的日子满足的时候。
That is before my days are filled on earth.
可以力量复原。
Recover strength.
弟兄姊妹，奇怪吗
？Brothers and sisters, is this strange?
你人都不存在了，你还要那个复原的力量干什么呢
？If you're no more, why do you want to recover strength?
感谢主。
We thank the Lord.
这个复原的力量
，this recovering，
不是说到叫我又重新，叫我又重新的变成少年。青少年人重新来开始。
This recovering strength does not mean now I go back to my days of my youth and I can start all over.
不是。
No.
明明你看到这是一个复活的生命。
Very clearly.
把人从旧造带进新造的里面。
We're able to see this reverse to that life resurrection that brings man from the old creation into the new creation.
我们感谢主。
We thank the Lord.
所以当神这样的给大卫里面有光照的时候
So when God enlightens David in this way
他是这样在神面前说
He says this before God
神啊用生命的道来带领我走完我该走的路
He says to God God lead me with the way of life to complete the journey that I need to finish
我自己读这几篇诗篇的时候我里面很有感觉。
Personally, when I read these several psalms, I have much thought within.
因为在那里的实际是把人带进新约的那一个学习操练里。
That is because in these several psalms, it really leads us into the lessons, the exercise in the New Testament.
但在旧约里头没有这个条件的。
Yet one is not qualified under the Old Testament.
但是大卫看到。在神面前有一份这样的恩典。
Yet David in God's presence, see, there is such a grace before him.
他就仰望主把这份恩典给他。
And he looks to the Lord to grant him such grace.
一面当然是脱离人的自己的。
On the one hand,
愚昧和软弱。
To depart from man's foolishness and weakness.
另一方面是活在神是我的一切的指望中。
Now, but also at the same time to live under God being His hope, His all.
我们感谢我们的神。
We thank our God.
那因此一进到四十篇。
So when we get into Psalm 40,
弟兄姊妹，你就看到有非常明显的。那个转变在哪里。
You can very clearly see there is this great change.
大卫他纪念到从他开始跟随主的时候他经过多少的难处但是每一个难处神都拯救他。
David recalls, he remembers all the hardship he has gone through, yet through all of them, God has delivered him out of them all.
那是不是他很值得神拯救呢
Now, was it because David himself was worthy of God's deliverance?
如果你看他说到第二段的时候我们就看到那个生命成长的实际。
Now, when we get to book two later on, we can see the practical reality of the maturity of life.
你就会看着大卫有不少的事情在神面前是比扫罗还糟糕。
We're able to see that there are several matters in David's life that is even actually worse than Saul.
但是神纪念他。
Yet God remembered David.
哎呦，我们很容易就觉得神不太公义了。
Very easily we'll feel that God is not just in acting that way.
扫罗没有他大卫那样。那样糟糕和那个愚昧。
Saul wasn't even as bad as David was, and so woeful.
神呢，你放弃了他。
But yet God forsook Saul.
那大卫是这样的一个人。
And David was such an individual.
神呢，你就扶持他。
Yet,
护卫着他。
God, you protected him and you sustained him.
不能停在这里。
We cannot stop at that point.
因为我们很清楚地看到，如果我们对那个撒母耳记上下熟悉的话，
We cannot remain there if we're very familiar with 1st and 2nd Samuel and the words there.
你很清楚地会看到这一个。
Very clearly we'll realize.
大卫无论他落到一个怎样黑暗的环境。
David, regardless of how dark his situation may be,
主的光一照他,
when the light of God comes to him,
或者主借着先知来向他说话,
or when the prophet of God is speaking to him,
他立刻是毫无保留地在神面前悔改。
We're able to see how David repents wholeheartedly.
神就纪念他。
God remembers him.
纪念他是什么呢?
What does God remember about David?
纪念他真是一个寻求神喜悦的人。
God remembers David, one who truly seeks the pleasure of God.
那所以我们读的三十读到四十篇的时候。
So when we read Psalm 40 here,
你很容易从他的话里头来看到一件事。
Very clearly, we can see easily from these words.
从保罗是在从起初都是从别人的不对的里头来维持自己对。
At the beginning, David was in the condition where others are wrong and he insists he is right.
但是经过许多的事情过来以后,
but through much matters that passed,
大卫也认识到自己,
David comes to know of himself.
认识自己是什么?
What does he realize about himself?
我也是罪人当中的一个。
Likewise, I am one of the sinners.
那因此大卫在神的面前他就有个好大的转机
Therefore upon David he has this great turning point
所以你看到第一第二节 so, 我曾耐心等候耶和华他垂听我的呼求他从祸坑里从淤泥中把我拉上来使我的脚立在磐石上使我脚步稳当他使我口唱新歌就是赞美我们神的话
Verses 1-3
我们感谢主
We thank the Lord
弟兄姊妹你留意到
Brothers and sisters we take note
这里有这许多的话
There are many words here
又不像是旧约里头的话
Again these words don't seem to express words of the Old Testament
又是新约里边的话
They are seemingly New Testament terms
是新在新约里头你才能碰到这样生命的恩典。
Only under the New Testament we're able to see the grace of life expressed here.
我们感谢主。
We thank the Lord.
你特别你看到一件事情。
Especially we see.
大卫一直看到我这个人本身真的可是靠不住。
David himself realizes I cannot rely on myself.
但是我所信的神是靠得住。
But the God whom I believe is faithful.
我软弱。他扶持。
When I'm weak, he sustains me.
我落到淤泥中，他把我扶上，拉上来。
And when I'm in miry clay, he will deliver me.
使我的脚立在磐石上。
And he has set my feet upon a rock.
使我的脚步稳当。
And establish my goings.
他使我口唱新歌。
And he has put a new song in my mouth.
弟兄姊妹，不要小看这几句话。
Brothers and sisters, do not look lightly upon these words.
为什么
Why?
弟兄姊妹你把救恩的实质的内容换放在这几句话上面你看像不像
Now, brothers and sisters, if you were to replace these words here with the actual content of salvation, do you see the similarity?
我落到祸坑里在淤泥中
Out of a horrible pit, out of the miry clay.
这跟我们死在罪恶过患中是不是可以相称呢
Is it similar that we were dead in our sins and transgressions?
那怎么样呢
And then what?
他使我的脚立在磐石上
He have set my feet upon a rock.
使我的脚步稳当
And established my goings.
他使我唱口唱新歌
And have put a new song in my mouth.
弟兄姊妹就完全是新约里头的那一个实际
Brothers and sisters, this is completely the reality under the New Testament.
神使他的脚立在磐石上。
That God set his foot upon a rock.
什么磐石?
What rock?
当然,而神啊,你是我的磐石。
Of course, God himself is our rock.
但是大卫在这里所说的这一个 磐石恐怕不是指着神的自己。
But here, upon a rock, I don't believe David is referring to God himself as his rock.
大卫在这里所说的那个磐石是直接牵连到我们的主说，我要把我的教会建造在这磐石上的那一块磐石。
The rock which David is referring to directly speaks of the rock the Lord himself said that I will build my church upon this rock. It is that rock he is referring to.
那一块磐石有什么特别呢？
And what is the uniqueness of that rock?
我们都知道。
We all know.
那是说到经历死而复活的主的生命。
Speaking of the life of our Lord who was risen from the dead.
把我放在主上面，或者说是把我们把他放在主里面。
That is, we have set upon our Lord himself, or in other words, we are placed in our Lord himself.
他使我的脚步稳当。
And establish my goings.
他使我口唱新歌。
And I've put a new song in my mouth.
弟兄姊妹，你懂得什么叫做新歌。
Brothers and sisters, we know what that new song is.
你知道这个话是非常不简单。
And we realize that these words are not simple at all.
你要知道这个新歌是什么。
We have to know what this new song is.
这是圣经里边提到新歌，诗篇，这个四十篇。这里是第一次。
And when it refers to this song, new song, this term in the Psalms, this is the first time here in Psalm 40.
但是你听到唱新歌的时候，
But when you think about new song,
就是哦，一个柴给做曲奖谱出来的新歌。
Then you think, oh, maybe this is a new song that I just write or make up.
不，完全不是那一回事。
No, it is not that way.
你转到启示录十四章里头，你就看到这个问题了。
But when we turn to Revelation chapter 14, we realize this new song.
他圣经里面所说的那个新歌。
The new song that is spoken of in the scriptures.
不是许多人都会能唱的。
This is not a song. This new song is not one that everyone knows.
不是说你会不会唱歌。
It is not that do you know how to sing. 你可以
很会唱歌。
You can be a great singer.
唱别样歌你唱得非常
Any other song you sing very nicely.
但是你碰到新歌的时候，
But when you hear this term, the new song, you cannot know this new song.
你说有这样的事吗？
Then you wonder, is there such a thing?
你读十四章启示录你就看到。
When we read Revelation 14, we realize this new song.
那里就说到许多人被带到神的面前，在神的面前唱新歌。
When it says the multitude that is brought into God's presence that sing this new song,
特别底下就解说了。
Especially it explains to us,
除了这十四万四千人，
as,
没有人能唱这歌。
It explains to us, aside from this 144,000, no one knows and can sing this new song.
为什么没有人能唱呢？
Why is it that no one else knows this new song?
因为这首新歌不是我们平常所以为的歌曲。
That is because this new song is not the songs that we sing and we know of.
这是一个生命的歌曲。
This new song is the song of life.
这死亡进入生命。
It is a song that has been brought from death to life.
从生命进入丰富。
And from life into abundance.
那这是启示录十四章里面所说到能唱新歌的人的那他们的资格。
And that is the song of those who know this song in Revelation 14.
我们感谢我们的神。
We praise and thank our God.
那所以他就引出一件事了。
So、then,
当这些人在那里唱新歌的时候，许多人被看见了惧怕，并要。依靠耶和华。
It leads to this following response. Many shall see it, see those who know this new song and fear and shall trust in the Lord.
然后大卫在这里就事事数算，神啊，你叫我在你面前承受过多少的恩典。
Then David here continues to number and number all the blessing and grace which he received from God.
大卫就说
，And David says，
我根本就没办法说明
，I cannot declare them all，
因为全是恩典
，Because it is all grace，
满是恩典
，It is filled with grace。
弟兄姊妹们
，Brothers and sisters，
刚才我特别从唱新歌那里引出这一段话
，When I shared about the new song to bring forth this passage，
和底下大卫在说的话有非常紧密的。 关联。
It is closely connected with the words that David will proclaim in the passage to come.
这一个说与大大卫与这些话有个非常紧密的关联是表明在什么事上。
I say that is a close, intimate relationship David has with these words. Where is that manifested?
你还记得
Brothers and sisters, if you still remember,
希伯来书11章里面的话
Hebrews 11, the words in that passage,
你就知道这里说的是什么。
Then you'll realize what this is speaking of.
到上面我们所说的他被救出来放在磐石上那是根据这个事实来的。
When we say in verse 2, he was brought out of a horrible pit, out of the miry clay, it is based on this context here in this passage.
那你从希伯来书里边就看到了。
In Hebrews, you will see.
这一个是说到复活的主。
It is speaking of the risen Lord.
那说到复活的主如何显明神自己的权柄和能力。
It is speaking of the risen Lord, how he himself manifests God's power and his authority.
我们的主是如何的把人带进神那个准确的目的里。
Our Lord himself, how he brings man into that right purpose of God.
啊，所以他就说了。
So David says,
你要说给我数。要我来数算你给我多少的恩惠和怜悯我算不出来。
David says, if I were to declare and speak of all the grace and blessing, it is more than be numbered, it's too much.
我说也说不清楚。
I cannot number them all.
我们感谢我们的主。
We thank our Lord.
为什么会你说得不清楚呢?
Why is it we cannot number them?
我们感谢主。
We thank the Lord.
因为这里头那段话就是希伯来书那里所引用的。
Because here this passage is what is used in Hebrews.
说到旧约和新约的那一个关联。
It is uniting what is in the Old Testament and the New Testament.
弟兄姊妹都记得。
Brothers and sisters, you remember.
以色列人出埃及的时候。
When Israel left Egypt.
神给他们律法。
God gave them the law.
神给他们会幕。
God gave them the tabernacle.
所以以色列人从出埃及开始一直到进到迦南地他们永远没有办法和燔祭和赎罪祭脱得开。
Therefore, when Israel left Egypt into the land of Canaan, they cannot depart away from the sacrifice, the burnt offering and the sin offering.
但是大卫在这里却说了一个这样的话。
But yet David would say such words here.
以前没有人敢说。
No one dare say these words.
以后的人也不会说。
The words would not be spoken from those after him.
一直等到主自己在说到他自己的时候。
Until the Lord himself speaking about himself would say this.
我们才懂得大卫当时在这里所归纳出来的那一个事实是那么的严肃是那么的重要是那样 的丰富。
Then we're able to realize the summary of David's words here are so solemn, so important, and so rich.
那希伯来书下边说到献祭的时候就特别提到这里了。
So in Hebrews, when it speaks about the sacrifice, it is using the passage here.
神啊，燔祭和赎罪祭你不喜悦。
He says that burnt offering and sin offering that thou hast not required.
我们就觉得有点迷糊了。
Then perhaps we are confused.
神的你不喜悦你为什么在旧约里头给以色列人定规的那么严格。
If God, you do not desire for these offerings and sacrifice, why are you so strict with this requirement upon the Israelites?
这个事情神乃是要说出让无知之人知道该怎么活在神的面前。
This speaks to the fact to those who are foolish and ignorant before God, how one should live before God.
哎，我们感谢主。
We thank the Lord.
我们的主在那个时候就说到这个话了。
Our Lord himself said these words.
燔祭和赎罪祭是你不喜欢的。
burnt offering and sin offering you do not desire.
如果你认为是不可缺的，我立刻就献给你。
If you require them, I will offer them to you right away.
但是我知道你并不是喜悦那一个那些事物。
But I know you do not desire them. You are not after them.
你是要借着那些事物来对我们说话，
but,
说你心头的话。
But it is through those offerings and sacrifice you speak to us the words in your heart, the what is important to your heart.
什么是神所最喜悦的？
And what pleases God the most?
听神的话。
It is obedience to obey God.
但是你怎么能听神的话呢？
So then how do we obey God?
弟兄姊妹，你就看到引出来的那个关系就好大了。
Then you can see what is brought forth, that relationship is great.
那我回头来说到我们的主说他自己。
So I will go back and say how our Lord used this passage to speak about himself.
我是道路。
I am the way.
真理。
The truth.
生命。
And the life.
若不借着我。
Except by me.
没有人能到父那里去。
No one comes to the Father.
弟兄姊妹，你注意。
Brothers and sisters, take note.
主说出那些话的，那些话是有，那个次序是很重要的。
So when the Lord speaks those words, that order is very important.
我是道路。
I am the way.
你如果要到神那里去，你必须要找到这条路。
If you want to come to God the Father, you must find this way.
那路是在哪里？
The way is there.
但是这个路是有那个真实的。那个内容在里头的。
But yet there is the truth, the foundation of the truth in
that
way. 这
个内容是什么呢？
What is that content?
就听从神的话。
The content of that is to obey God.
弟兄姊妹们，
Brothers and sisters,
当我们在亚当里的人一碰到要听从神的话，那简直是听了也不敢，人家说了我们也不敢听。
For the, us who are Adamic, it is extremely impossible that others would speak. We dare not even listen to those words. But we thank the Lord.
说,
the Lord says,
我是道路,
I am the way.
你找到我,
you find me, you have a way.
我是真理,
I am the truth.
我的, 你找到我,
you find me,
你就知道什么是准确。什么是不准确？
You will know what is right and what is wrong.
什么是神所要的？什么是神所不要的？
And what God desires and what He does not want.
那这个话听起来很有难处的。
Now these words, when we hear them, are very hard.
因为你可以问一个问题。
Because we can ask this question.
你说，
you say,
如果神说你是真理。
If God says you are the truth,
神说他是主说他自己是真理。
If the Lord Himself says I am the truth,
那就是要根据主所说的话。
So it's according to the word of the Lord.
那还是刚才问过的问题。
Or is it the question I just posed?
那神呢？你在旧约的时候把燔祭和赎罪祭那么严格的交给以色列人干什么？
So God, if you are not after the sacrifice and offering, why is it so strict that you give this to the Israelites?
干什么？这里有答案。
For what reason? There is an answer in this passage.
神把那些交给以色列人，就是要他们学习去听话。
God has given that to the Israelites in order for them to learn this lesson of obedience.
但是问题在这里。
But that is the issue.
他们凭什么去学习到能跟随主的话。
By what, according to what, can they learn to obey the word of God?
感谢主。
We thank the Lord.
主的话没有停止在真理这个点上。
The word of the Lord does not remain that he says, I am the truth.
主说我也是生命。
The Lord also says, I am the life.
我是，如果我做了你们的生命。
If I become your life.
你们就有条件去跟上真理。
Then you're qualified to follow the truth.
所以你们就肯定你们所 所走的道路是准确无碍。
And then you will,
无而无碍。
You will be sure and confirm the way you are on will be right and there are no obstacles.
你出来的结果呢?
And the result that comes forth
是叫你们成了神的家里的人。
So that it, you will become one in the household of God.
你看到这个完全是新约的里边内容。
Brothers and sisters, you see completely this is all contents of the New Testament.
我刚才说到许许多多的话。
So I spoke much.
出去是在四十篇。
It is from Psalm 40.
神借着大卫的口来预言到主他的儿子要为人做成什么善功。
God through the mouth of David prophesizes the good work which his own son will complete.
我们感谢主。
We thank the Lord.
神借着翻祭、赎罪祭这些安排，
that,
是让神懂，让人懂得，你们要学习服在主的权柄底下。
That through the requirement of the burnt offering and the sin offering, God desires for man to learn this lesson of submitting under authority.
做一个顺服的人，活在神的面前。
To be one who is obedient and submitting under the authority of God.
但是人学不来啊。
But man cannot learn this lesson.
虽然以色列人每天都有人献燔祭、献赎罪祭，
even though every day Israelites have one offering, the burnt offering and the sin offering,
但是以色列人学到功课没有？
But did the Israelites learn this lesson?
很少，
very few,
几乎是没有，
almost none.
但是感谢主，
but thank the Lord.
他说我也是道，我也是生命。
The Lord also says, I am the life.
当这一个生命显出来成为你们的生命的时候，
And when this life is manifested to be our life,
那你们要跟随真理和固定的在那个道路上不更改，就有条件。
Then you will be qualified to follow the truth and to be confirmed on this way without turning back.
那时我们就看了。
Then we will see.
你如果没有看留意到希伯来书那一段经文，你不知道这里这一大段的话是在那里预表基督到地上来的所做的。
If we do not notice the words in Hebrews, then we do not realize the passage here prophesizes what Christ Himself will complete on earth.
我们感谢主。
We thank the Lord.
因为比萨他就说是。那整句我再说一次，再读一次了。
So we'll read it again.
祭物和礼物你不喜悦，你已经开通我的耳朵。燔祭和赎罪祭非你所要，那时我说，看啊，我来了，我的事在经卷上已经记载了。我的神啊，我乐意照你的旨意行，你的律法在我心里。
Sacrifice and offering thou didst not desire, mine ears hast thou opened, burnt offering and sin offering hast thou not required. Then said I, Lo, I come, in the volume of the book it is written of me, I delight to do thy will, O my God, yea, thy law is within my heart.
那弟兄姊妹，你要确定他的时候，你翻到希伯来书第十章。
Brothers and sisters, if you turn to Hebrews chapter 10,
那在那里你很清楚看到这一段的话可以引用出来。
Very clearly, we see that passage is used in Hebrews chapter 10.
在哪里呢？
What verse?
第五节。
Starting with verse 5.
所以基督到世上来的时候就说，神啊，祭物和礼物是你不愿意的，你曾给我预备了身体，燔祭和赎罪祭是你不喜欢的。那是我说，神啊，我来了，为要照你的旨意行，我的事在经卷上已经记载了。以上说的可见他 这都是按照律法献的。第九节，最后又说，我来了，为要照你的旨意行。可见他是除去在先的，为要立定在后的。我们凭这个旨意，靠耶稣基督只一次献上他的身体，就得以成圣。
We have read from Hebrews chapter 10 verses 5 through 10.
原来我和这里的一个事情有那么紧密的关系。
We're able to see how closely related these passages are.
在诗篇的里头，神借着大卫那一个祷告和里面所受的光照，把基督要来的那一件事情做了一个很明确的介绍。
In the prayer of David, in his summary, through the revelation of God, David introduces very clearly the prophecy of Christ's coming and what he will do.
我们感谢神。
We thank God.
所以因着这样的一个事实给大卫领会了。
Because of this fact, this gave David this understanding.
他就引出他在下面的所说的那段话。
Then he goes on to the passage which he expresses.
大卫在那里就说，神啊，我对你的公义，对你的恩慈，我是永远不能忘记。
David says that your righteousness and your loving kindness I cannot forget.
我是一直要靠着你这个恩典和你的公义来走过许许多多的路程。
It is according to your own loving kindness and your truth that has preserved me and I have gone through.
我们感谢神。
We thank God.
越过一些话，跳到十六节。
And we'll go past several verses and go to verse 16.
愿一切寻求你的，因你高兴欢喜。愿那些喜爱你救恩的常说，当尊耶和华为大。但我是困苦愁乏的，主人顾念我，你是帮助我的，搭救我的神啊，求你不要单言。
Let all those that seek thee rejoice and be glad in thee. Let such as love thy salvation say continue, the Lord be magnified, but I'm poor and needy, yet the Lord thinketh upon me. Thou art my help and my deliverer, make no tarrying, O my God. We thank our Lord.
弟兄姊妹，你在这里留意到一件事。
Brothers and sisters, here you take note.
大卫在他一生的跟随主的路程里。
David, along the path of his life as he followed the Lord,
从起初那个外面假装的是我是拣选神的。
On the surface at the beginning, there is feigned pretense that he is one who choose and follow after the Lord.
也许也不能说他假装，他是有这样的心。
Now we cannot say he is pretending, he does have such a desire.
但是他行不出来。
But he cannot do it.
但是感谢神。
But we thank God.
谁给他预先尝到神怜悯的扶持。
God gave him a foretaste of the sustaining mercy of God.
特别是当他自己蒙光照以后，对自己的认识提升到一个那么高的地步。
Especially after David has been enlightened to realize his own condition, and he has been elevated into such a condition.
那我从十一节再念几句。让弟兄姊妹你注意的。
And I will read again from starting with verse 11 for us to take note of this point.
耶和华呀，你不要向我止住你的慈悲，愿你的慈爱和诚实常常保佑我，因有无数的祸患围困我，我的罪孽追上了我，使我不能昂首，这罪孽比我的头发还多，我就心寒胆怯，胆战。耶和华呀，求你开恩搭救我，耶和华呀，求你速速帮助我。
Verses 11 through 13.
弟兄姊妹，你看到了。
Brothers and sisters, you
这个时候大卫里面的光景跟诗篇开头的那一段时候的里面的光景是不是你看到来了一个 极其厉害的变化。
The condition at this point of David's inwardly is vastly different than the beginning of Psalms. We can see the great difference.
从前是别人不对来对付我。
Previously, it was others who are wrong, and they have come to deal with me.
现在肯定是我自己根本就是一个不讨神喜悦的人。
But now,
我如果我要靠着神的怜悯，我是没有办法得神的喜悦。
But now I acknowledge I am one who is woeful and unfit. If not by the tender mercy of God, I would not be preserved.
我们感谢主。
We thank the Lord.
那说在四十篇最末了的时候，
so、
他在神的面前只有一个等候。
At the end of Psalm 40, we see David only has this one longing.
他怎么说呢
？What does David say?
十七节
，verse 17。
但我是困苦穷乏的
，I am poor and needy。
主人顾念我，你是帮助我的，搭救我的神啊！求你不要淡言。
Yet the Lord thinketh upon me; He is my help, my deliverer. Make not tarrying, O my God。
弟兄姊妹，记得啊，四十篇写的时候是大卫做王以后的事。
Brothers and sisters, remember Psalm 40 is one written after he was on the throne.
所以这篇诗是交给领长。
Therefore, it is
歌唱出来。
One is given to the chief musician to be sung.
但在这首诗的里头，说出大卫里面有一个非常严肃的。
But in this psalm, it speaks of a very solemn longing within the heart of David.
什么呢?
What is that?
神啊，你要赶快给我拯救。
God, quickly deliver me.
求你不要迟延。
Do not tarry.
感谢赞美我们的主。
We praise and thank our Lord.
这是整个第十第第这个卷一来看的时候。
When we look at book one of the Psalms,
我们非常清楚地看见大卫从一个只认识自己的好处而不认识神的怜悯，慢慢慢慢成长到一个地步，我什么都不是，我是要有的就是神啊，你的怜悯。
We realize David has begun with a point that of his own goodness and not the mercy of God to gradually come to realize he is nothing except by the mercy of God.
主啊，当你显出你的怜悯的时候，你要继续的做，不要单言。
Lord, when you manifest your mercy, continue on, do not tarry.
我们感谢主。
We thank the Lord.
我们来到四十一篇。
We come to Psalm 41.
这一篇的太宝贝了。
This is very precious.
宝贝什么呢
？Why?
宝贝的大卫走到一个地步，他知道他和神的关系。
It is precious in this that David has come to a point where he realized the relationship between God and him.
这是对神的所赐的认识。
This is now an understanding to know who God is.
38, 39, 40, 那是对神的所做的认识。
Psalm 38, 39, and Psalm 40 is to know what God has done.
我们留意到41篇最末了的卷一里边最末了的那一篇。
We take note of Psalm 41, the last psalm in book 1 of the Psalms.
重点在哪里?
Where is the emphasis here?
重点是在他和神的关系那里。
Now, the emphasis, the focus is on the relationship between God and David.
你怎么来看这个呢?
Now, how do we see this?
大卫在那里说出一些事。
And David here expresses these matters.
说出什么事?
What does David express?
其实就是说到他自己和神的关系。
But in fact, here, he is expressing of his own relationship between him and God.
我们先说出这样的话，再回过头来给他下个定义，这是什么关系。
We will first point out this, and then we'll reflect on what is that relationship.
那他的话，四十一篇是接着四十篇来的。
So the words in Psalm 41 follow right after Psalm 40.
就说到一个眷 仰望等候神的人。
It speaks of one who looks to and longs for God.
他在神面前蒙恩到一个怎样的地步
？And the condition of the blessing which he is receiving.
从外面来看
，externally，
神不再把他交在仇敌的手里。
No longer does God put him in the hand of the enemy.
啊，但是这个是小问题。
But that is very minor.
重要的在哪里
？But what is major is
接下来的那部分。
That is what is to come in this passage.
你读过了以后，你自己给他下一个定义，
Brothers and sisters,
下一个关系的定义吧。
After we read it on our own, what is your conclusion?
第三节
，verse 3，
他病重在他，耶和华必扶持他。他在病中，你必给他铺床。
The Lord will strengthen him upon the bed of languishing, that will make all his bed in his sickness.
我曾说，耶和华呀，求你怜恤我。医治我，因为我得罪了你。
I said, Lord, be merciful unto me, heal my soul, for I've sinned against thee.
那弟兄姊妹
，brothers and sisters，
你看到这个事实的时候
，when we see this fact，
你怎么说出他跟神的关系
？What is, how do we explain his relationship with God？
你病重了，他来给你铺床。
We are in the bed of languishing, and he will make our bed.
你病得不能动了，他来扶持你。
When we cannot move because of our sickness, he will strengthen us.
这是什么
？What is this?
这个不是父亲和儿子的关系吗
？Is this not the relationship between a father and a son?
除了父亲和儿子的关系，有什么人会在你病重的时候他来？
Besides the relationship of a father and a son who will come and beside you in your sickness.
尤其是他在病中的时候来给你铺床。
Especially in your sickness, he will make your bed.
弟兄姊妹们
Brothers and sisters.
你想的除了神和他的关系是带到那样的父亲跟儿子的关系。
You see, the relationship David is brought to here is a relationship between the father and the son. Do not hope for others to make your bed.
你说有啊
You say no. Others will.
什么时候
When?
在殡仪馆的时候
No, when you're in the mortuary.
这就不对头了
Then that's wrong.
他没有到殡仪馆
It's not in the mortuary.
他是病重在床
He is gravely ill in his bed.
神扶持他
God strengthens him.
神给他铺床
And God will make his bed.
换一句话来说
In other words,
神来服侍他
God comes to serve him.
你是什么人
Who are we?
你要神来服侍你
That God will come to serve us.
那是感谢主
But we thank the Lord.
但他体会到一件事
David realizes.
在神的整个救赎的恩典里
In the entire grace of God's redemption.
神不是单单救我们脱离罪和死
God does not only deliver us from sin and death.
他要把我们带到一个地步
God is to bring us to this point.
他做我们的父
He is our father.
我们做他的种子
And we are to be his sons.
做成了种子以后
，And after we have been made sons，
就要把神造人的目的做一个完全的彰显。
It will be completely manifestation of the purpose of God's creation of man。
我们感谢赞美我们的主。
We praise and thank our Lord。
那当大卫的诗篇交通到这里的时候
，As David shares the Psalms to this point，
你又看到了。
We will then see.
如果从边上有人来看这个事实
，If others on the outside see this fact，
怎么会有可能这样
？Now, how is this at all possible？
但是感谢主。
But we thank the Lord.
在底下你就看到，为什么我会说他是以父亲去服侍。
When we continue on, we'll realize why I say it is as a father serving the son.
因为你往下看的时候，你就清楚地看到。
When we read on, very clearly we'll see.
在这里又说到另外一件事。
Then,
跟主到地上来的时候，被钉死， 又复活的事情有关系的。
It will continue on, and it will tell us another a matter which has to do with our Lord's coming on earth and his crucifixion.
这里一直大卫好像一直说到他自己死亡的事情。
It seems as if David is speaking about his own death.
但你读上去又好像不像。
But when we read on, it's not really about David.
因为如果是他到了那个灭亡的时候。
Because if it's David's end,
他就不会想的那么许多的事情。
If one is coming to our end, we will not think of all these things.
哦、oh, ，原来。
Then we discover.
大会在主的话语的光里头，体会到神要做成那个救赎的旨意的时候，神自己受了多少的羞辱。
Then we realize when David, under the light of God's word, he sees, in order for God to complete the grace of redemption, how much shame he has endured.
神是用他自己受羞辱的事情来换取这些死在罪恶过犯中的人活过来。
That God have to be shamed and endure shame in order to redeem, exchange for those of us who are dead in our sins and transgressions.
那因为当我们的主要这样来显明神的作为的时候，
That is when our Lord has to manifest the work of God in this fashion.
地上的人都反对他。
Others on earth will oppose him doing this.
连犹大的祭司、文士全包括在里头，都反对他。
Even including Judas and the Pharisees and the priests all rebel against him.
甚至到一个地步
，Even to a point，
连他自己的门徒当中的一个犹大也出卖他。
Even one of his own disciples, Judas Iscariot, will betray him.
我们读新约圣经的时候。也就读到这里的那个话出现在哪里。
And then when we read this passage here, and another passage in the New Testament, we know that where it's coming from.
人家在那里说这个人有怪病。
When it says someone here who is sick,
他一定死的。
And he will surely die.
死定了。
He will face death.
他已躺卧，不能再起来。
And he is in illness and he cannot rise up anymore.
留意接下去了。
Pay attention in verse 8.
连我自己的朋友，我所依靠吃过我饭的，也用脚踢我。
Yea, my own familiar friend in whom I trusted, which did eat of my bread, have lifted up his heel against me.
在新约圣经哪里出现过这里？这同样的话。
Where in the New Testament did these words appear?
是福音。
In the four Gospels.
说到是谁啊？
Who is it speaking of?
出卖主的犹大。
It is Judas who betrayed the Lord.
说他连跟我一同吃过饭的，也用脚来踢我。
Which did eat of my bread have lifted up his heel against me.
感谢主。
We thank the Lord.
他这就这样说。
And he says,
耶和华，求你怜恤我。使我起来，好报复他们。
Be thou, O Lord, be merciful unto me and raise me up that I may requite them.
这个回到旧约的立场。
And it comes back to the Old Testament.
但是却是新约的内容。
But yet, filled with the content of the New Testament.
你使我起来。
Raise me up.
好报复他们。
That I may requite them.
这个是旧约的那个精神。
That is under the essence, the spirit of the Old Testament.
但是放在新约里的时候，里面就有好大的修改。
But when we place that under the light of the New Testament, there is great change.
你可以这样说。
We can say it this way.
使我从死里复活。
So that I'm risen from the dead.
叫我用恩典把他们领回你的面前。
So that by grace I can bring them back into your presence.
当你这样显明你的功着在我身上的时候，
And when you manifest your work upon me in this way,
人就知道你爱我，
then my enemies will know that you favor me.
不再能有人可以向我来夸胜。
And no longer will my enemy triumph over me.
感谢主。
We thank the Lord.
你因着我的纯正。
And because of my inequity.
使我永远站在你面前。
That you uphold me in my integrity.
对主来说这个话没有不妥当。
And to speak of the Lord, there's nothing wrong with placing this upon our Lord.
但是你把这个句话放在大卫的身上。
But if we say these words upon David,
哎呀，你说这是有点难处。
Then, oh, I find that difficult to speak of David in this way.
但是感谢主。
But we thank the Lord.
大卫早就说了。
David long ago said,
我是满身是罪孽的人。
I am one filled with iniquity.
我在你面前蒙恩，全是你的扶持和恩典。
And it is completely all by your grace and your tender mercy I have bestowed favor.
感谢主。
We thank the Lord.
当大卫这样走过他那个生命的路程的时候，
When David goes through the journey of his life in this way,
他的卷一里面所说的话，最末了说的话，
The very last words in book one of the Psalms.
耶和华以色列的神啊，是应当称颂的，从亘古直到永远。阿门，阿门。
Blessed be the Lord God of Israel from everlasting and to everlasting. Amen and amen.
我们感谢我们的主。
We praise and thank our Lord.
我想我们把诗篇第一卷是这样的。走马看花的读了一遍。
I think we'll quickly look through book one of the Psalms in this way.
那么下礼拜我们回来的时候，我们就开始进入诗篇的第二卷。
Next week when we return, we'll enter into book two of the Psalms.
第二卷主要的主题是说。当你和神的关系确定了以后，你怎么继续在他的荣耀丰富的里边往前走？
Book 2 focuses on now that you have established the right relationship of God, how do you go forward and enter into His glory and abundance?
你怎么因着神自己的怜悯和主日子的扶持，去胜过我们所面对的在地上各种各样的纷扰？
How do we, by His mercy and His sustaining power, will overcome all the difficulties and hurdles we face in life?
因为感谢主。
We thank the Lord.
就像四十二篇、四十三篇，这两篇其实可以是连在一起的。
It is as it says in Psalm 42 and 43. We can combine these two psalms.
说什么？
What does it say?
说神啊。你是我脸上的荣光荣，是我的神。
And it says that God is my exceeding joy, and you are my God.
但愿主恩待我们。
And may the Lord be gracious to us.
但我们从读诗篇的里头，从个人的学习，能进到主所要我们实际的在那里操练，住在他里面的。这一份恩典。
May we learn from individually to live in the Lord, to continue on to enjoy the grace, how we can abide in Him.
我们祷告。
Let us pray.
主，我感谢你。
Lord, we thank Thee.
当你把你的心思和意念向我们解开的时候，
When you open up your word and your heart to us,
我们看见你付了多少的代价来引领属你名下的人。从失落跑回正路。
We can see at what great cost you had paid to redeem those who have been lost into the right path.
你用了多少的心血，把我们从愚昧无知带回到活在光中。
How much blood and sweat you have paid in order for us to be delivered from our foolishness to live under your light.
面对你在我们身上所做的事，我们只有敬拜你。
When we see all that you have done, we can only bow our head and worship you.
我们只有把更多的感谢爱戴归给你。
We can only give you more thanksgiving and adoration.
因为你是我们的神。
Because you are our God.
Amen, amen.
Amen and amen.
感谢主。
We thank thee, Lord.
永远是我们的阿们。
And you are forever our amen.
祷告奉主耶稣基督的名。
We pray in the Lord Jesus Christ's name.
Amen.
上礼拜回来弟兄姊妹们先预备好。
Brothers and sisters, when we return next week, we'll prepare for Psalm 42 and Psalm 43.